Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the verses preceding our gospel reading this morning, Matthew launches his gospel with a genealogy. This genealogy is intended to serve as a record of origins, of the one he will show is the promised Messiah of Israel. Matthew identifies key ancestors in the line of Jesus, with particular emphasis on his descent from King David. And this is vital, for the Old Testament stresses that the Messiah must come from David's line. At the same time, Matthew wants us to understand that this descendant of David is more than just a mere man. And that is where our gospel reading today begins. Matthew wants us to know that Jesus is also the Son of God, conceived by a unique work of the Holy Spirit, in fulfillment of one of the most unusual of all the Old Testament prophecies. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. This is at the very beginning of his book. Matthew states the basic truths which shape our perception of Jesus Christ. Matthew's gospel begins not with shepherds or angels singing in the fields, but with a deeply human situation, an unexpected pregnancy, a righteous man facing heartbreak, and a young woman whose future now hangs in the balance. Before there is joy, there is confusion, and before there is celebration, there is fear. And it is precisely there, right in the middle of human uncertainty, that God chooses to act. When Matthew wrote, "The birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place this way," he's telling us from the very start, pay attention. God is doing something new, something decisive, something that will change everything. Joseph is introduced to us as a righteous man. That word matters. Righteous means faithful, someone who seeks to live according to God's will. When Joseph learns that Mary is pregnant, Matthew tells us he plans to divorce her quietly. He does not want to expose her to shame or danger. Even in his confusion and pain, Joseph chooses mercy. The Jewish engagement was much more binding than ours. It was a formal stage in a contracting marriage. The breaking of the marriage contract, even at this stage, was considered a divorce, and it would have implied adultery. Joseph must have felt betrayed when Mary was discovered to be pregnant. Even so, he was willing to protect her by arranging a private divorce, which would take place before just two witnesses. The comment of a righteous man reminds us that righteousness is not a stern insistence on the letter of the law, but rather righteousness is filled with mercy and compassion. Next, we see that God intervenes, and an angel appears to Joseph in a dream and says, "Do not be afraid." And those words echo through Scripture, and they're never spoken casually. "Do not be afraid" means God knows that Joseph is afraid, and God is not absent from that fear. The angel reveals what no human reasoning could uncover, that this child was conceived by the Holy Spirit. This is not a scandal, it's salvation. Joseph is told to name the child Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Names matter in the Bible, and this name tells us exactly who this child is and what he has come to do. Jesus means the Lord saves. Not the Lord helps a little, not the Lord inspires, but the Lord saves. He saves us from sin and separation of everything that keeps us from God. Matthew then connects this moment to the ancient promise from Isaiah. Again, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is the heart of the gospel. God doesn't remain distant. God does not wait for humanity to get its act together. God comes near into a family, into vulnerability, into risk, into real human life. God's with us in confusion. God's with us in fear. God is with us in shame and suffering. And ultimately, God is with us in death itself. Next, notice how Joseph responds. He wakes from his dream and does exactly what the angel commands him to do. There's no recorded discourse, no debate, just faithful obedience. Joseph takes Mary as his wife, and he names the child Jesus. In doing so, he accepts his role in God's saving work, even though it might cost him his reputation. Certainly, it would cost him control. Joseph reminds us that faith is not always loud or dramatic. Often faith looks quiet, looks like quiet trust. It looks like doing the right thing when we do not have all the answers. It looks like believing that God is at work, even when our plans are falling apart. This story is not just about how Jesus was born. It's about who Jesus is. He is the Savior who comes before we ask for him. He is Emmanuel, God with us, not only in moments of holiness, but in the messiness of real life. As we hear this gospel, we are invited to trust the promise it proclaims. Whatever uncertainty we carry, whatever fear weighs in our hearts, whatever sense of unworthiness or failure we may feel, this child is born for us. God has chosen to be with us, and nothing can undo that choice. Joseph named him Jesus. The name reminds us of the purpose of Christ's birth. It means the Lord saves, and Christ came to save his people from their sins. And by his life, death, and resurrection, he truly is Emmanuel, God with us, now and forever. Amen.